listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Did you know that you are a Bible translator? Let me explain to you what I mean about how to translate the Bible. I want to read to you from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. This is what Paul wrote by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. You yourselves are our letter, written on our hearts, known and read by everybody. You show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. The first Bible of my own was a paperback version given to me when I first came forward at an altar call to give my life to Jesus Christ. It was just a New Testament, the Living Bible version, and on the front it has this picture of a child on his father's shoulders, and it says here, "The greatest is love." Now, I have many more translations of the Bible now, and it seems like there's a never-ending stream of new Bible translations. Now, no matter what Bible translation you like to read, the principle of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 is still true. The Bible everyone will read is your life. Look at these words from our text. It says, "You yourselves are our letter." Paul wrote those words. Every letter has an author, and you are a letter from Christ. Every letter has its readers, and we are known and read by everybody. Our life as believers is like a letter, and we can't hide it. Perhaps you meet every day people who read the letter of your life. We can't blame them for doing this, because if the work of Jesus is real, it will be real in our life, and other people will be able to read it, just like a letter. Now, because every Christian is a Bible, perhaps we need to recognize some new translations of the Bible. For example, you can have the AFJ version. That's the Ashamed to Follow Jesus version. You could have the SDAM translation. That is, Sin Doesn't Apply to Me translation. You could have the OCT version. That's the Other Christians Are Terrible version of the Bible. You could have the CLM version, that is, the Christian Life is Miserable translation. Or you could have the HTT version of the Bible, that's the Holier Than Thou version. Do you see what I mean? People today reflect all kinds of Bible versions that really don't give a lot of glory to Jesus Christ. So how do we get the right kind of letter written? Again, look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3. Every letter is written with a pen, and Paul says that the letter of the Christian life is the result of his ministry. This means that we should never neglect what other Christians can do in our life. Isolating ourselves as Christians is a bad thing to do. And you could say that every letter is written with ink, and Paul says that we are written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Have you yielded your life to the Spirit of God? Are you walking in stress or walking in the Spirit? If you are translating the Bible poorly, so to speak, perhaps it's because you're walking in stress and not in the Spirit. You can say that every letter is written on something, and our Bible, the Bible of our life, so to speak, is written not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. This means that we have to let God write His Word on our heart. Now, it's sad to think that perhaps we haven't translated the Bible very well into our life. When we provide a poor translation, so to speak, other people read it and get the wrong idea about Jesus. If you aren't a follower of Jesus Christ, I'm sorry for the bad letters or translations you've read. But I do ask you to remember that ultimately, it's all about Jesus Christ. Instead of criticizing, sometimes with good reason, the translations around you, why not let Jesus write into your life? And today, you can be a wonderful translation, so to speak, of the Bible that everyone will read.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.